When we come back, we have Allison Dairyland with us to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. We are also looking forward to Craig Menka, Wisconsin Rapids school board candidate, joining us as we kick off our candidate series for the rest of this week. That's all coming up with Beth and James on the morning show right here at
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Barring the U.S. Supreme Court's intervention, a new Texas law will take effect today, allowing law enforcement to arrest suspected undocumented migrants and put them in jail. Laredo Mayor Victor Trevino is worried.
We're short-staffed. Now, if you add another burden or another situation where they have to act, that would be totally dysfunctional.
The head of United Airlines is telling customers the carrier is sharpening its focus after a recent string of scary incidents.
Oh, my goodness. Look at the back of the plane, man.
That includes a jet sliding off the taxiway on landing in Houston. The first charter flight of Americans trapped in Haiti has arrived on a flight in Miami. The BBC's Will Grant from Cap Etienne.
One of Haiti's main gangs has released a slickly produced video. It shows a well-armed militia, a group prepared to take on the Haitian state and any international force which might be deployed here.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Community health centers are getting a $4.4 billion boost in funding as part of the latest deal to avoid a partial government shutdown. Roughly one in every 11 Americans gets their health care from community health centers.
They provide primary care, behavioral health, dental, just an array of services, often in newer communities to reach underserved patients across the nation, especially in rural areas.
Joe Dunn is with the National Association of Community Health Centers. Two Wisconsin 8th graders are the winners of the 75th Badger State Spelling Bee. Aiden Wajiak-Lazaria from Madison and Nethra Muthupandiyajara of Franklin will represent Wisconsin at the Scripps National Spelling Bee at the end of May. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The Citizens Water Group of Wood County is holding a panel presentation and discussion tonight. It's at the McMillan Library at 6 o'clock in the Fine Arts Center, called The Future of Clean Drinking Water in the Central Sands. There'll be several speakers, including Dr. George Kraft, Professor Emeritus of Water Resources at UWSP, Melissa Johnson, Executive Director of Wisconsin Green Fire, and Mayor Katie Rosenberg from the City of Wausau. There'll also be others from Wood County there, too. And a Q&A to follow, conducted by the League of Women Voters. And a popular golf magazine has dubbed Wisconsin as the state with the best public golf courses in the country. Three Wisconsin courses were ranked in the top 20 of their best public golf course list: Whistling Straits in Sheboygan, Erin Hills Golf Course in Hartford, and the Sand Valley Golf Resort right here in Nakusa. 10 Wisconsin courses made the top 100 list overall. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 35 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, will drop to 23 for a low. Tomorrow will be windy, partly cloudy, but warmer. Our high 48 than on Wednesday, sunny, windy, and colder with a high of only 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our good friend, Beth Habhager.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us, Beth. It's been fun.
Yes.
Thanks a lot for pitch hitting this past week or so.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thanks really, for having me in.
We missed having you around and everything. It's been a lot of fun. You do not be a stranger. We're looking forward to having you with us more soon.
Good.
This hour is going to be a little bit interesting because we're going to go ahead and play a pre-recorded interview with our good friend Ashley Hagenow, Allison Dairyland's own, here in just a second. And a little bit later, we'll wrap up the hour with our good friend, Craig Menka, Wisconsin Rapids School Board candidate. Mm-hmm. We'll be having him join us as we continue our candidate series this week. We will have other candidates joining us throughout the week as we wrap up that series. Just taking a quick look here. Tomorrow, Roger Wilcox will join us at 8:35. He is a candidate for the Saratoga Supervisor. We will also have the League of Women Voters joining us at 9:05 to kick off the show tomorrow.
Oh, very nice.
Looking forward to that. Then on Wednesday, Elizabeth St. Myers, candidate for Wisconsin Rapids School Board, will join us. On Thursday, Tom Rameau, candidate for Wisconsin Rapids Alderperson District 4, will be with us. Also on Thursday, Daniel Carlson, candidate for Nakusa Mayor, will be with us.
Okay.
And on Friday, we will interview John Benbow, candidate for the Wisconsin Rapids School Board. He'll be with us as well. And that will, that will wrap up our candidate series. We did reach out to every candidate in all of these local elections. Mm-hmm. Not every candidate reached back to us. Not every candidate was able to make the time. We understand and respect that.
Right.
But do understand that we did reach out to everybody. And by we, I mean Pam Hilke.
Yes.
A shout out to Pam and the amazing work she does week in and week out, getting all of this done and doing everything she can to make sure that our listeners are informed.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to those interviews and looking forward to talking with all of our candidates.
Yes.
We are going to be joined right now by Ashley Hagenow. Just going to go right to this pre-recorded interview for you guys. And this is a good one. If you want to find out more about the great work Ashley is up to, find her at AliceInDairyland.com, AliceInDairyland.com. Welcome, everyone, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We're going to have some fun right now where we usually have the segment for Kitchens Open here. We don't have Melissa in town right now, so we're going to go ahead and shift gears, do an audible, and we're welcoming in our great friend Ashley Hagenow. She is the 76th Alice in Dairyland. Ashley, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Hey, great to see you as well. It's always fun visiting in the studio. We were talking about your wall of thanks and all the fun things that come with visiting in person, so thanks for having me.
We appreciate the work that you and your team do so much, spreading so much great awareness to the great products and great things that Wisconsin offers and highlighting the different things. And, you know, where we've gotten to go from cranberries and ginseng and so many different things, we got to talk about cheese.
I know.
I mean, we kind of have to.
Cheese is like such a fun topic, right? Mm-hmm. Especially when it comes to Wisconsin. So I'm excited to share a little bit more today about just what makes Wisconsin so very special when it comes to cheese and some of those cheeses that are pretty well known too.
Yeah, I mean, Wisconsin cheese is famous around the world. And have you had, and you have a new way of Wisconsinites to recognize some of the favorite cheeses around here, correct?
We do. So on the theme of March and March Madness, we thought it would be really fun to apply that to Wisconsin cheese. So last year, Wisconsin's 75th Alice, Taylor Schaefer, started this awesome idea for a campaign that involved Wisconsin cheese and March Madness through building a Wisconsin artisan cheese bracket. So we're continuing on that really fun tradition this year and specifically highlighting 8 varieties of Wisconsin cheese. So our bracket, we had a lot of cheeses to choose from because here in Wisconsin, our cheesemakers produce over 600 varieties of cheese. So we narrowed down all of those varieties to the Elite 8. Voting has been taking place here in the first few weeks of March. And now this week, we will announce the top 4 and ultimately narrow it down to the top 2, or the final 4, I should say. So it's a very exciting week when it comes to the Wisconsin Artisan Cheese Bracket. And it's been lots of fun highlighting these different Wisconsin cheeses.
It's such a fun idea. I love this. And not just because I'm a diehard basketball fan. And I go crazy this time of year. But I love the idea of combining this with celebrating not only our cheeses, but I think a lot of people out there, even diehard cheese lovers, may be surprised. 600 varieties. So even
600 varieties.
Just bringing attention to that is pretty cool in itself. So this is going to be a lot of fun. If people want to see how the voting's going, where can they go?
So if you want to participate in the Wisconsin Artisan Cheese Bracket voting, especially now as we are getting into the really intense part of the bracket, right, where we have our final 4, our top 2, and eventually our champion, you can head over to our Alice in Dairyland social media pages. So that is Alice in Dairyland on Facebook and Instagram specifically, because voting will take place on our Facebook and Instagram stories. You can also comment on our Facebook posts as we post about the bracket, as we post about different varieties of cheese, to have your vote included in the final tally. So I'm really intrigued to see how the voting will eventually shape up. So far, Colby Jack has performed very well. Mm-hmm. Cheese curds have done very well. We'll figure out here in the next few days what some of those other cheeses will be in the final 4. And then eventually we'll have our champion cheese selected.
Ashley, you know, I love working with you. I love talking with you and everything. So I don't want to put you on the spot here, but could you give us a small taste of Wisconsin cheeses, which cheeses will be facing off today? You know, just between us.
I certainly can. Luckily, you're not asking me what my favorite cheese is.
Yes,
maybe we'll get there, but that's always a very hard choice. But the two cheeses that we're highlighting this week are cheese curds and aged cheddar. So really, two Wisconsin staples. And when it comes to cheese curds specifically, Ellsworth, Wisconsin is known as the cheese curd capital of Wisconsin. We have some of their cheddar cheese curds featured in the campaign. And what I love about cheese curds is you can enjoy them a lot of different ways, just like many of our cheeses, right? You can deep fry them, you can enjoy them over fries, maybe enjoy them as poutine, or also just enjoy them all on their own, and you get that really awesome squeak that comes from fresh cheese curds. So cheese curds are amazing, and they also give a glimpse into the cheese making process, because all of our cheeses, they start as curds, and then we separate the whey, and from there, the curds form into many different varieties of cheese. So it's kind of the baseline. Our cheese curds are for the cheese making process, and they're truly a staple in our Wisconsin diets. So that's the cheese curds.
I did not know that. This is one of the reasons I love talking with you. I love learning new things, and I don't think I'm alone there. I think other people might have learned something right there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
I've learned it this year as well, like more about the cheese making process, because that to me is so fascinating. How we start with high quality milk from our dairy cows, and eventually we turn that product into other dairy products, whether it's cheese curds and other cheeses, other dairy products, right? Like ice cream, butter, sour cream. So it's a very fascinating process.
So much of this we've normalized, you know, because it's been around so long. And I always love the opportunity anytime to highlight something that's been around for hundreds of years, but it's still just as interesting and fascinating. And we're still tinkering with and finding new ways to do different things with. What about aged cheddar? Is that the other one we're talking
about? Aged cheddar is the other one. And I have to say, this year is Alice. I've tried a lot of really delicious cheeses. Aged cheddar is one that I have really been brought into the fold of because it's fascinating how we age our cheeses as well. Our cheese curds are going to be fresh, right? But our aged cheddars, we might age those for 2, 3, 4, 5, 15, or even 20 years. We have some cheese companies that do offer 20-year cheddars. So it's a very fascinating process to me. One that takes a lot of patience. And aged cheddars are so special because you can enjoy them all on their own, or you might pair it with some really delicious breads, maybe add it to some soups. You can also mix it in with many different pastas. It's so special because it is aged for many, many years. And those crystals that form as a result of the aging process really help to bring out the sharp and tangy flavor that some of our aged cheddars might be known for. So we're specifically featuring Hook's Cheese. They have won many awards for both their aged cheddar and their blue cheeses, and they are one of our Wisconsin cheesemaking companies that does have that 20-year cheddar, but it only comes around every 5 years or so. So when it does come available, it's definitely a hot commodity. So it's really exciting to highlight aged cheddar and cheese curds, kind of opposite ends of our different cheese varieties when it comes to how they're made and how they are produced, but two very important varieties to highlight.
Keep in mind, you can vote for your favorite cheeses to advance on their social media accounts. Be sure to like and subscribe to Alice in Dairyland on Instagram, Facebook, and get in on that voting. We it's a voting time of year. It's a voting year. Get in on that, everybody.
Exactly. We're voting on cheese this time around.
Ashley, how can we tell the dairy products we buy are from Wisconsin?
You can first and foremost look for the Proudly Wisconsin Dairy Badge. So now this is a badge that you might find on cheese product packaging, on butter packaging, ice cream, some of those really key dairy products. And when you see that Proudly Wisconsin Dairy Badge or the Proudly Wisconsin Cheese Badge, you know that that dairy product has come from Wisconsin. The milk has been produced here. That product has been processed here, and that product is now sold here. So when you see that Proudly Wisconsin cheese badge or dairy badge, you know that you are supporting a local Wisconsin farm and a local Wisconsin business by doing so. You can also look for the number 55 on milk packaging specifically. I have some Quick Trip milk here in the studio today, and you can see it says plant 55. It's kind of small print, but you kind of know where to look at it under the nutrition facts on milk specifically. So when you see that number 55 or that plant 55, you know that that dairy product, specifically milk, has also come from here in Wisconsin. So as you're out shopping at your grocery store in your area or your favorite retail location, be on the lookout for that Proudly Wisconsin badge, because because it's a great way to support the local economy and, most importantly, support Wisconsin's dairy farmers and processors.
Yeah, you had a line once, I believe I've heard from you, Wisconsin dairy is the economic engine of Wisconsin. The impact that this has on our state, it's gigantic.
It's huge. It's a big number. I share a lot of big numbers when it comes to agriculture, especially with younger students across Wisconsin. I always say, hey, you're going to hear a lot of big numbers today because that's how important agriculture is to our state. And on the topic of Wisconsin dairy contributes $45.6 billion annually to the state's economy. And when we look at the whole Wisconsin industry of agriculture, it's a $104.8 billion industry. So dairy, it's almost half of that in Wisconsin. It helps us to be known as America's dairy land and the dairy state. So it's really important that we continue to support our state's dairy industry and really help continue to drive one of our economic engines of Wisconsin forward.
If people want to learn more about Wisconsin cheese, where can we send them?
It's a really fun website, super easy to remember, wisconsincheese.com. So that is the website through Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. They are Wisconsin's dairy checkoff organization, so they focus a lot of their efforts on the marketing and the research and the promotion behind Wisconsin dairy, and they really focus a lot on cheese. So again, wisconsincheese.com. It's an amazing online resource where you can find more recipes that use Wisconsin dairy, and you can also hear the stories of our master and licensed cheesemakers here in Wisconsin, among other things. So again, that's wisconsincheese.com. Highly encourage you to check it out.
Ashley Hagenow, 76th Annual Allison Dairyland, joining us right here. And before we let you go, Ashley, I did want to remind people, you know, we love covering the WIA here. We just got done wrapping up covering our local high school teams in the tournament, and congratulations to everybody who attended and performed in that so well. And we want to remind people that, you know, the WIA has a certain sponsor that it's my favorite drink in the world.
It really is?
Yep. Favorite
drink ever. I don't think I knew that about you, James.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love chocolate milk.
Well, this is great to know. So chocolate milk is the official beverage of the WIAA. And we saw the state girls basketball tournament take place recently. The boys state basketball tournament down in Madison. All of our state's athletes, many of them are fueled by chocolate milk, I like to think, right?
Yeah,
so chocolate milk, it's great for different nutrients that are found in an 8-ounce glass of chocolate milk, whether it's protein, vitamin D, calcium, all of these nutrients and more are really important for muscle recovery after maybe an intense workout or maybe a state basketball tournament game. And most importantly, too, chocolate milk is delicious.
It's so
good. You're helping to support our state's dairy farmers and processors. So this month, and really all year round, we are highlighting chocolate milk as a great beverage to enjoy. It goes hand in hand with many different sports across Wisconsin. And I enjoy plenty of it as well. It's absolutely delicious.
It's so good. And it does so many good things. It's a win-win when you drink it because, as you mentioned there, it's good for you. It tastes good. And just as importantly, you are supporting our state. You are putting back into our state. And that feels good. Good all around.
It does. Cheers to chocolate milk, right?
Cheers. Salud. It's always good talking with you and hanging out with you, Ashley. Thank you so much, not only for everything that you do coming into the studio here. I know how you could call in, guys, just to let the audience know. We let Ashley call in, do anything like that. No, she wants to be here in person, and we really appreciate that.
Yes, thank you so much.
Helping our ag industry, spreading the word like you do around the state. We appreciate it. Safe travels out there, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you so much. We always appreciate your help in spreading the good word about Wisconsin agriculture. Thanks as always, and make sure to drink your chocolate milk and eat your Wisconsin cheese.
Yes, keep up on it, everybody. I will be definitely contributing to that. I'll be definitely helping with that. We want to remind you again, you can find out more about Allison Dairyland at AllisonDairyland.com, AllisonDairyland.com, and be, again, get in on the voting for these cheeses and join their social media accounts, like their pages on Instagram and Facebook, and get in on the voting, everybody. We'll talk again soon, Ashley. Thank you for the time.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back with more fun right here on Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Everyone likes a clean, comfortable seat. If you're at the movies or a concert, you wouldn't sit in a seat covered in sticky soda. No, you want the best seat. It's the same for a porta potty. You want them clean and comfortable for concerts, fairs, sporting events, or job sites. So you call Crockett Septic. They can provide porta potty rentals and reliable service to ensure a clean and comfortable experience. Crockett Septic can handle all your porta potty rentals. Call Crockett Septic now at 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potty. Wendy's ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlanta cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Playmakers sponsored by Wham Incorporated. Quality Plus Printing brings you Wham Incorporated. Empower your game with custom apparel and bring out the hero in you. Whenever you need team gear, have special events, and more, Wham Incorporated is there with super speed. And there's no need to thank them because it's all in a day's work. Wham Incorporated, located on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Saving the day one order at a time.
Some calmer winds today under a mix of sun and clouds and still holding below average temperatures. As highs today hit the mid-30s. After sunset, a chance of a few flurries could be flying around as winds start to crank up once again. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
You'll say got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart.
A song that you can request to be played in unlabeled.
Yes, please.
Yeah? Yeah, yes, want to hear please. That one? Beth's got a request. A little breakfast.
I've got a few more, too. Should I give you my list?
Oh, please do. Please okay. do. All you right. would not be alone. Beth and James back with you as we dive into our entertainment section for this Monday morning. And
by
hope you're
the
having
way,
a good one.
Yesterday's episode was phenomenal.
Oh, awesome.
I really enjoyed
oh,
it.
Oh, good. Very good to hear. Very, very good to hear. Thank you for that. And thank you to the audience out there. Got a ton of feedback. I've been doing this for a while here and have been a part of a lot of shows where when they're just starting off and everything. And this audience is the best audience you could mm-hmm. ask for when it comes to not just radio, but feedback. And I don't look at it as positive or negative. I look at feedback as data. It's right. all just information. And you guys have been so in love with this new show. We've got one episode out there and you're already enjoying it. Be sure to catch Unlabeled on Sundays, 8 to 9. It's a lot of fun. Comes up after mm-hmm. Seth Faces the Music, another favorite around here. Mm-hmm. We know how much you enjoy that show. Yesterday,
I enjoy the host.
Yeah. I did want to remind people that Seth is also always in, he's got tons and tons of themes already, mm-hmm. but if you have an idea, please let him know. He'd love to hear that. And I love your requests for our 90s themes, our 90s show. Be sure to get them to us. If it was released in the 90s, we will play it. Go ahead and get me your requests, james.mailf@civicmedia.us. Be listening for a new episode. I'm working on it already. I had to make some changes. I wrote all four, like the first four episodes of Unlabeled.
Okay.
I wrote out the first four episodes, had them all set, ready to go. I got working on the first episode and realized none of that's going to work. Had to completely rewrite them all. In part because our audience has been giving us so many requests.
Right.
So I've had to make room for those mm-hmm. and everything. It's been a lot of fun.
Good.
Keep those coming, everybody. And thank you so much for supporting the show. Diving into some entertainment right now, remember when Jeremy Renner almost passed away
yes.
last year from that snowplow accident? Well, during his stay in the ICU, Jeremy says Robert Downey Jr. was constantly checking in on him and trying to cheer him up.
Aww.
Quote, we ended up having really great chats on FaceTime like we were dating or something. He's like, dude, the most important thing is you look good. You still got the face. He's trying to make him laugh and
right,
everything.
Right.
I don't care how you feel. As long as you look good, that's all that matters. Robert was also trying to make him laugh quite a bit at this time. Robert also joked that Jeremy needed to get back to work on Mayor of Kingstown because he and his wife were watching it and they want to know what happens. So please get back to work.
Just
obviously to mess with him. Iron Man director Jon Favreau also said Robert is, quote, somebody who, even when he's not working, he's still connected. He really keeps relationships going and he's always checking in on people.
Aww.
And he does this with everybody. And I'm not going to go too deep into that, but I will say literally everybody he works with.
Right.
Like, he really does. I can guarantee this to you. I promise you this. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
It's part of the reason why we are celebrating him in this victory with the Oscar recently, because he's one of these guys that I think a lot of people have some relatability to.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems pretty weird. You think Robert Downey Jr., one of the last things you might think is there's anything relatable at all with me and him or you and him or anything like that. But that's what that guy is all about.
Right.
And to the point of loving people. And enjoying people and doing things like this. There's a handful of stories like this around in the game when you hear actors calling actors or actors calling directors, but there's not that many. And the most famous ones really usually involve Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Famously, for those that don't know, while Steven Spielberg was filming Schindler's List, obviously very difficult for a Jewish man to direct a movie like that.
Yes.
Robin Williams, who was quarter Jew, would call up Steven Spielberg and prank him. and just mess with him and do jokes about jokes. Like, he'd call up and do different voices and Spielberg didn't know who was on the phone and things like this. Keep in mind, Robin and Steven Spielberg didn't work together.
Right.
You know, this is something that Robin knew what he was doing. They were loose friends. So they became friends from that.
That's wonderful.
And there's a ton of stories about Rob Williams doing things mm-hmm. like that. And there's other actors that do stuff like this. I just think it's kind of an interesting story.
Well, and
it's
I wonder how much of his background is the reason why he does that, you know, with his alcoholism and his drug addiction. And
I believe
he was jailed for a while
well. Yeah.
You know, to go through all of that and then to be where he is, I think that grounded him in a way that he appreciates what he has now because of what he went through. And to be able to encourage others in the midst of challenges that they're facing, to say, hang in there, it's going to be okay. He just seems like an all-around good guy because he's learned from his mistakes.
And the accountability.
Yeah.
Look what happens when you are accountable mm-hmm. for things. Look at what can happen. Nothing good comes of being of not having accountability. Don't let the people nowadays that double down on that stuff fool you.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they, quote unquote, are getting away with it, man, that stuff catches up to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That catches up to you. There's no getting away with anything anymore. Has anybody watched an episode of CSI? Like, I mean, you can't jaywalk and not get caught. And it's not just with breaking the law. It's with breaking moral laws.
Mm-hmm.
It's with all of these things that you... There is accountability. You will be. So just own it.
Right.
It's no different than when we messed up with our parents. If you lied about it, you just got in more trouble. Own it. Yeah, you're still going to get yelled at, but it's not nearly as bad as when you didn't tell your mother you broke the Buddha.
Right.
Well, I mean, sorry, that was a little personal. it's close to home. I messed up a lot.
We're all human. We all mess up. That's the thing. Yeah, think that any of us is perfect and is never going to make a mistake is ridiculous. It's idiotic. We will all err. That's just a part of who we are. And to claim that when it happens and to apologize and try to do better, that's how you move on.
Yep. Mother Teresa, you know, swore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mother Teresa had moments where she wasn't perfect.
All of us
do. Exactly. I mean, it's one of those things. The more accepting we are of those things, I think the better we are mm-hmm. and stronger we are as a society.
Absolutely.
The Rock was on the Drew Barrymore show last week, and she asked if he could do 5 squats with her on his back. It's an obvious no-brainer, but of course, he had to prove it, of course, because it's The Rock and stuff. But before he picked her up, he explained how he was going to pick her up in a basic fireman's carry and asked her if that would be okay. After she consented, he picked her up and then he asked her if everything was cool before he went ahead with the squats. Probably the best thing about the whole clip is that Drew was wearing the outfit from the classic Rock meme, the black shirt and the jeans and the fanny pack and everything, it's a funny little clip and stuff. But the internet is kind of losing it collective mind over this, because The Rock explained where he was going to put his hands and asked for consent before touching Drew.
So he modeled appropriate behavior.
And there's there's two sides of this to me. One, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's great to see people notice this, are mm-hmm. aware of this and everything, and that this is becoming more and more of a common thing. It also makes me a little sad that people are losing their minds over this, that it happens so little, that we have so little examples of this, that The Rock doing it is, wow, look what a man treating a woman right looks like.
Mm-hmm.
We need more examples of this.
Exactly.
This should be normal. This should not be a big deal. This should not be something that, wow, did you see The Rock actually ask for consent? Like, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
That's the way.
Yeah.
Look at every single picture you see of me taken from this studio, taken from with WFHR, any time in my radio career. Every picture you see of me, my hands are down mm-hmm. or my hands are in my pockets. My hands are visible.
Right.
That is something that I learned from my mother and my sister mm-hmm. that is important to women, to the majority of women. I shouldn't say all women, but to the mm-hmm. majority. So that's something I always do. Now, I don't tell them that I'm doing this. I don't need to make a big up in arms about it or anything like that. But But I hear from all the time, like, well, I'm glad you did this, or I'm glad you did that. Like, it just should be common knowledge. It just should be. It doesn't. It's a little sad to me that it's being so noticed because it's so unnormalized.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that at Disney they teach their character performers is you always make sure both hands are visible in a picture so that there's no possible innuendo that could be done. Plus, it's a sign of respect.
Yes.
You respect the other person enough to say, are you okay with this? And if you love someone, if you appreciate someone and you respect someone, you want them to feel comfortable and okay. That's why you ask, to help make sure that they feel comfortable and okay.
Mm-hmm. We have a little bit of entertainment news left. We'll get to that when we come back after our news break, because I want to take some time with this story. We got Willie Nelson and Kermit the Frog.
Oh,
we got to talk about. Yeah, they teamed up. We got to talk about that. We need a minute to be able to. So we'll get to that, and we'll get to plenty more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. We're also going to be speaking with Craig Manka at 9:50 today, Wisconsin Rapids School Board candidate.
Mm-hmm.
All that coming up for you right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A software engineer hired by Donald Trump to find voter fraud in Wisconsin and other states is out with a new book. Ken Block tells WISN-TV's Upfront it was easy to debunk one Trump claim that 740,000 people voted twice in Wisconsin in 2020.
In about an hour, I determined that they had made a mistake in that they didn't realize they didn't have in-person votes, which amounted to about 700,000 votes. And so the whole thing was quickly explained away.
Block's book is called Disproven. More than half of all workers in Wisconsin plan to watch the NCAA basketball tournaments at work. 55% of those who responded to a survey say they plan to watch on the job. The national average is 51%. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A 23-year-old Marshfield woman was taken to the hospital after reporting that a City of Loyal man strangled her early Saturday morning. Police took the 37-year-old man into custody without incident. And an oven set an apartment on fire over the weekend in Marshfield, too. Fire crews responded to the Laurel Garden apartment complex late Friday night. The cause was determined to be from plasticware that was stored in the broiler drawer and overheated, causing the fire. Thankfully, no injuries were reported. And bonus harvest authorizations for spring turkey season are available today. There's designated sale dates for each zone, and Zone 1 starts now. Zone 2, tomorrow. Available online, and sales start at 10 o'clock and run through midnight each day. It's $10 for residents and $15 for non-residents. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot for WFHR and WIRI News.
Badgers headed to the big dance. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin lost to Illinois 93-87 in the Big Ten final, but are headed to New York, where they'll face James Madison University Friday night. Greg Gard on what he knows about their next opponent.
I mean, they're 31-3. They won the Sun Belt. They beat Michigan State in overtime the first game of the year. They're really old from what I've learned so far. A lot of grad transfers. Best shooter used to be at South Dakota State, Ferdell. Yeah, you're going to play. Everybody you're going to play this time of year is really good. You can just erase all those numbers.
Marquette plays Friday afternoon against Western Kentucky. In the NBA, the Bucks with a win at home over the Suns. The final score 140-129. The funny thing is, Doc Rivers says that's exactly what he told the team at Saturday's practice, how much they'd have to score.
We actually talked about yesterday that there was a 140, and I'm not kidding, number out there. We just said, guys, we got to have the mindset that we can score 140 points.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Some calmer winds today under a mix of sun and clouds and still holding below average temperatures. As highs today hit the mid-30s. After sunset, a chance of a few flurries could be flying around as winds start to crank up once again. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Beth and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Thanks so much for joining us. At around 9:50, Craig Menka is going to join us, Wisconsin Rapids School Board candidate, as we continue our candidate series. Looking forward to that. But wanted to touch on just a little bit more entertainment news. And Willie Nelson and Kermit the Frog are feeling the Rainbow Connection.
Yay!
During the Country Legends 2024 Luck Reunion Festival at his Texas ranch on Thursday, the redheaded stranger was joined by none other than the iconic Muppet for the first joint performance of Kermit's 1979 hit Rainbow Connection. Footage of the moment can be seen on Twitter, if you're curious. The duet served as the opening song for Willie Nelson and family's headlining set at the festival, and Kermit also joined him for a gospel medley of Will the Circle Be Unbroken, I'll Fly Away, and Hard to Be Humble.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. That is a pretty cool way to start off. And I've seen Willie Nelson sing with a lot of people. Boy, did he look happy. Like, he looked like he was a little kid.
It's Kermit.
It is Kermit. That's true. Yeah. Nelson 90 released a cover of this the song for his 2001 album Rainbow Connection, which received a Grammy Award nominee for Best Country Album. He's since performed the version alongside Casey Musgraves at the 2019 CMA Awards, but never along with Kermit. And if I've, I don't believe, so Willie Nelson, like a lot of people, wanted to be on the Muppet Show. I don't believe he ever was, though.
Right.
I don't think he had the opportunity to. So one of those things where kind of getting a chance to finally get work with Kermit and everything. And it's noted to me interesting that a lot more singers than anybody. Mm-hmm. It's mostly the music community that loves working with the Muppets and wanted to. And this is something I learned doing the Muppet podcast I do with Bria, not only from Bria and the research she has done, but from the Muppet community that is insanely huge.
Oh, yeah.
It is huge. I swear, I'm not even exaggerating. Like, every week I'm getting new friend requests, and I'm like, who the heck is this? It's some Muppet person. It's somebody in the Muppet universe or a former puppeteer or something like that that are reaching out, and you find that this community is so like inviting, but also so much more famous than I realized. There's a lot of big names that love Muppets and wanted to be on that show. So much so, the Muppet team didn't really have to reach out. Hey, Johnny Cash, we'd love to have you on the Muppet Show. No, Johnny Cash reached out to them to get on the show. And there's so many little things. And one of the things that they would do, they request, like, I'd like to work with this Muppet, or I'd like to work with this Muppet, or something like that.
Okay.
And they would try to work with that. Mm-hmm. And I just find it really interesting. Growing up as a kid, even as a little kid, I would see an artist on the Muppet Show or Sesame Street or something, and figure they're selling something or something like that. Because I grew up watching late night television like Johnny Carson and everything. And Johnny would have a guest on. They were selling something.
Right.
So that's what I thought it was.
No, these guys,
they just wanted to be on the show. That's so beautiful.
Our generation grew up with the Muppets. Sesame Street, the Muppet Show, the Muppet movies, all of that. And there's just something endearing about them because they don't go for the easy laugh. They don't go for the cheap laugh or the vulgar. They just appreciate life and they find the humor in life. And they help us find the humor in life.
The original Muppet movie, the beginning of that with Kermit in the swamp singing. It's one of the greatest openings of a movie of all time. I know it sounds silly, and I know it sounds a little bit exaggerative and everything, but you test me on this one. You want to talk about the greatest openings to movies of all time, because it's not just one of the greatest openings for the Muppet movie. It sets the page, the pace for the Muppet universe.
Right.
Everything coming up afterwards. It shows you the origin of Kermit.
Yep.
It shows you the start. He gets in the Studebaker with Fozzie and everything. By the way, anybody want to know why Fozzie was always driving? Because I always thought that was kind of cool. I always thought that Fozzie was the driver for this reason and that reason and all these deep philosophical things and everything. No, it turns out it was just because they could put their hands in
Fozzie.
Put their hands in
use
there
the actual and work, hands
the,
to,
work
yep.
the steering wheel and everything. That's it. That's the only reason. It's awesome. We found that out, and we find out all kinds of fun, interesting things like that on the podcast, What the Muppet. It is a Muppet Monday. Happy Muppet Monday to everybody out there. If you are interested and you'd like to catch a new episode, you can go ahead and find it wherever you get your podcasts. Or if you're interested in the YouTube channel, go ahead and type into your search bar on YouTube, What the Muppet will pop up. Bria and I with our collective fun that we are having with this show. So we just last week recorded two episodes back to back. One of them premiered today called Pinky Swear. The three episodes we've recorded most recently are three of the greatest things I've ever done. They were so much fun. It's almost too much fun. It was a blast.
I mean, you can have fun doing what you're working
on? Yeah, it's really so.
Awesome.
I have found that working with her, I can't not have fun. I have to. I can't help it. It's a great fun podcast. If you're curious, you want to have some fun, join us. Two Muppet Heads ready to dive deep into the imaginative world. And you help us find the rainbow connection, every one of you. Thank you so much. Keep on supporting the show, everybody. We appreciate that. What the Muppet, wherever you get your podcasts. We'll take a quick timeout, come back, and Beth, I want to get... Actually, you know what? Let's stick around. I want to let people know what's new on their small screen real quick. New on TV tonight, the one-hour Oprah special, Shame, Blame, and Weight Loss Revolution. That's on at 7 on ABC. The Voice, the Battle Rounds begin on 7 on NBC. The Bachelor, Women Tell All, 8 o'clock on ABC, So You Think You Could Dance auditions at 8 on Fox, and Watch What Happens Live with Jenny McCarthy at 9 o'clock on Bravo. That is what's new on your small screen.
All right.
And then just taking a look at I have a couple stories that I wanted to make sure to get to before we let you go, Beth, because this is our last show with you for the week.
For the week, yes.
Just for the week.
All right.
But I wanted to make sure to get this one in. A woman in Florida named Magdalena Jackson celebrated her 106th birthday by going to Disney World for the first time. They heard she was a fan and threw her a big party. Mickey and Minnie were there and part of it. There's some great video and pictures out going around. Be sure to check that out, everybody. It's a lot of fun. I thought that was a pretty...
Sorry, I missed her.
And I don't know what to do with this one. Pizza-flavored beer arrives next month.
What?
Yeah, New Belgium partnered with the frozen pizza brand Tombstone for it. It's an IPA that's 7% alcohol, and they're selling it under their IPA brand Voodoo Ranger. It's described as having hints of crispy, crusty, tangy tomato sauce, savory herbs, and spices with a peppermint finish. I don't know about any of that.
Those are not two great tastes that taste great together.
I wouldn't think so. No, I wouldn't think so. You can sign up to win some at voodooranger.com. That's voodooranger.com. They'll start selling it in select markets on April 7th for National Beer Day. Each four-pack will cost $50. Man, no
what?
Way. No way.
I
no.
mean, it's easier to just have a pizza and a beer.
It really you know? Is. It's a lot cheaper.
And, yeah. And yeah, I'll put them together in my mouth myself.
Yeah, thank yeah. you. No, thank you. I don't need the help. You don't need to help me with that.
No.
In other pizza news, Chick-fil-A is dipping its toes in. They opened a spinoff restaurant in Maryland last fall called Little Blue Menu, where they test new menu items.
Okay.
They just added 5 pizzas, including a Chick-fil-A pizza pie, topped with chicken nuggets, pickles, and Chick-fil-A sauce.
Okay.
None of this sounds good to me.
No.
I'm sorry, I got to be honest. None of it does.
Very
None
interesting.
Does. But, it, you know, we're seeing more and more companies doing this,
right.
Branching out.
Right.
Don't be, you know, it started with McDonald's, really. Mm-hmm. McDonald's starting to branch out and do different things that they didn't normally do on their menu. And you're just going to see more and more of this. I'm curious, too, where it goes. Mm-hmm. What businesses will survive and what ones won't?
Well, and it's good to evolve and create and explore, but, you know, staying within your means, you know, your wheelhouse is always a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it is. I really do. I think you're right about that one. And if you're good at something, you know, you just keep getting better at it.
Yeah.
You keep working at it and trying to make it better. I would think. This is also kind of a, I don't know if it's a that ain't right story, Beth. It's just a confusing story to me.
Okay.
We'll wrap up here. There are many ways to conversate with people online and to find people and even to find people to date or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of resources online. Certainly
yep.
there are a billion dating apps nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
There's all of that. And of course there's social media sites like Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn. Wait, what? LinkedIn?
LinkedIn?
Really? Well, according to a new survey, 52% of people who are currently dating say that they've been on a date with someone they met on LinkedIn.
Okay.
What? This is a real shocker to me,
yeah,
man.
No.
This shows what I know about dating. Zero. That number jumps to 61% among people 35 to 40.
Wow.
Yeah, so people are meeting on LinkedIn like
apparently.
That? I understand it's a business connection place.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought of people connecting that way.
Well, you never can tell where you're going to find the right one. For some of us, it's in the theater. For others, it's on LinkedIn.
Here are some other ways of meeting that led to future dates. Blind dates, of course, social mm-hmm. events, popular dating websites, bars and clubs. All these are kind of, you know, what you would think.
Right.
Work events came up at 33%.
Okay.
Gym and fitness centers at 31%. Commuting and traveling. So a lot of people
okay.
running into people on the bus or on
right.
the L train or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have thought of that either, but yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Luxury dating apps. I'm just learning about this. So there are dating apps called Elite Singles and The League. I don't know what it takes to get into some of these sites,
the other
but apparently.
Slob dating apps?
Yes. Yes.
Is that the difference there, luxury versus
yes,
slob?
Yes, yes.
Really? Boy, am I glad I don't have to deal with any of this.
Are you lazy? Do you not like trying that hard? Do you just want things to fall into your lap? Well, come on over to our app. We'll do all the work for you. Yeah, you don't even have to think.
Slobbity.
Otherwise, we got those other ones that
you
can check out.
Yeah.
Beth, thank you again for pitching the last couple weeks.
It's been a lot of fun. Thank you.
We missed you around here. It's been a lot of fun to have you with us. Thank you so much for the time. And looking
mm-hmm.
forward to having you in studio again real soon.
I look forward to it.
Want to remind people that you can catch Reverend Beth Habhager's services every Sunday over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not able to make those and attend in person, she has a great YouTube page that you can check out.
The church has a great YouTube page.
I meant to say that.
Yeah,
I said it wrong. Yeah, go ahead and type into your search bar on YouTube, Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, and keep in mind the Winter Farmers Market
yes.
over at the Winter's Moravian Church.
Keep going through the middle of May.
Mm-hmm. Check out the Winter Farmers Market 9 to 1 every Saturday. Thanks again, Beth.
Thank you, James.
We'll be back with Craig Menka, Wisconsin Rapids School Board candidate, right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, WFHR.
Some calmer winds today under a mix of sun and clouds and still holding below average temperatures. As highs today hit the mid-30s. After sunset, a chance of a few flurries could be flying around as winds start to crank up once again. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here right now. We've been being joined by a number of candidates for local offices over the last week or so in part of our candidate series. We're going to continue that this week. Just as a reminder to the audience, these are basic questions. I will ask about 5 to 6 questions, same questions to every candidate. I will ask the question, they will answer, then we'll move on. It's not a debate or a conversation necessarily. It is more of an opportunity for these candidates to talk to all of you. If you have feedback, if you have follow-up questions, please reach out to me, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us, and keep in mind that you can find out more information, who is on your ballot, register to vote, and much more information at myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. Right now, joining us is Craig Menke, Wisconsin Rapids School Board candidate. Craig, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here, Craig. Appreciate the time.
Appreciate it.
Craig, as we try to encourage more and more people to be in public service, to be on boards, to run for public office, that is the essence of my first question. How have you enjoyed this experience?
It's been enlightening. I've got to talk to a number of people out in the public, just getting some ideas on what they're looking for in a school board, what some of their concerns in that are. Some of the things that I think I've run into, majority of the people are talking about academics. Everyone's concerned about academics for all the kids. Other thing is bullying issues and things like that at the school. So those are things that I'd be looking at trying to help address.
What do you see as the board's roles and responsibilities?
Well, it's pretty important. Basically, they're overseeing everything. They're overseeing our kids' futures, their education, making sure that things are being run as smoothly as possible. It's a pretty important position. Whether you know you're looking at budgets, going over, you know, making sure you're fiscally responsible on everything that you're doing, and one of the things too is, you know, making sure that we're out there and actually getting independent bids, making sure that we're comparing them so it's apples to apples, so that we're getting the most bang for the buck for our school districts.
What are your goals if elected to the school board?
Probably the thing that I'm most passionate about is making sure, you know, like my motto I've got on my signs, that is kids first. I truly believe that. I've been involved with kids for, 10 years now, right around 10 years now with the foster program for Wood County. I've been involved with a number of different organizations like Policy Council at Head Start. I've had a couple terms there where I've been president now, and just helping oversee things. So my goals with this is to make sure that we've got the tools and resources that we need to help our children in these schools. Because that's one of the concerns that I'm seeing from a lot of parents, is that they're saying that, you know, they're not getting the help or the tools that are necessary. And just making sure that, you know, teachers understand that, you know, there are mental health issues and things that we need to address in the city. And part of that comes with kids, making sure that, you know, things are set up that if they have an IEP or a 504 plan, that we're looking at these closely to make sure that the people that are involved with actually educating these children understand what their needs and, you know, things are. So,
speaking with Craig Menke, Wisconsin Rapids School Board candidate. Craig, how do you plan to include parents, teachers, the community in decision-making?
It's all about communication, and that's something, too, that I've heard from a lot of residents where they're like, you know, there's not enough communication. They're saying things like, you know, they go to a board meeting that they don't feel that they're being heard. I'm all about communication. I manage large family operations net for rentals. I do in town here, Centralia. I've got Wildwood, and we've also got Cranberry Woods. So I specialize with senior low-income type affordable housing. I'm trying to make sure that word gets out on what we can and can't do with the schools, and doing the best that we possibly can to get our best foot forward.
What distinguishes you from other candidates?
I've got a lot of experience dealing with kids with special needs. as evidenced by my own children, and that, you know, they've got some special needs of their own. But I've been really heavily involved with Wood County, with the foster program. We do mentoring with other foster families to try to help them make sure kids have, you know, the best placements that they can get. So that, and then also with what I do for a living, I manage large-scale apartments all across central Wisconsin. I'm heavily involved with budgeting, making sure that we're being fiscally responsible for our owners. In this case, it'd obviously be the district. So I've got a lot of budgeting experience. I've got a lot of experience dealing with children with special needs, belong to NAMI, a number of different organizations. But I'm all about the kids and trying to make sure that they get their needs taken care of.
Craig, just one last question for you. Why should voters cast their ballot for you? Final thoughts.
I'm hardworking. Anything I do, I put myself 110% into it. I think historically people can look back at my record with dealing with children, and that this is all I care about. You know, some people may not, you know, agree with certain things that need to get done with the children and that, but ideally this has to come first. The kids have to come first. These kids are going to be our future, and if we don't start now and make sure they have the tools they need to be successful in life, you know, it's not going to end well for anybody. So,
Craig, thank you very much for the time, for taking time out of your day and your life to be not only running for this position, but joining us on the air here. Thank you again.
All right, thank you.
We'll have more candidates joining us throughout the week here. On Tuesday, Roger Wilcox, candidate for Saratoga Supervisor, will join us at 8:35. At 9:05 tomorrow, we'll have the League of Women Voters joining us. On Wednesday at 9:05, we'll have Elizabeth St. Myers, candidate for Wisconsin Rapids School Board, with us. On Thursday at 8:35, Tom Ramone, candidate for Wisconsin Rapids Alderperson District 4, and also on Thursday at 9:35, Daniel Carlson, candidate for Nakusa Mayor. Friday, we will have John Benbow, candidate for Wisconsin Rapids School Board, with us, and that should wrap up our week unless we have any other candidates joining us. Reach out to us during the week here. We'll try to get them on the air as we give equal time to every candidate. And remember, you can find out more at myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. Going to take a quick minute break. We'll come back and wrap up the show right here at WFHR.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like, a lot of that you stick to. I wonder if it's the opposite, because I obviously don't know. If you grow up and you're eating gourmet food your whole life and everything, and you can't afford that anymore, I mean, do you adjust? Is there a Sam's Club generic version of, you know, escargot?
Of caviar, maybe? Yeah, caviar. I don't know, you know.
Yes, it's called food poisoning.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on locally grown radio.
Some calmer winds today under a mix of sun and clouds and still holding below average temperatures. As highs today hit the mid-30s. After sunset, a chance of a few flurries could be flying around as winds start to crank up once again. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Yeah, it goes
Welcome back to the show. Hope you guys are having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Just got about a minute left. Wanted to wrap things up. A big thank you to Beth Habhager for joining us today. I do really, in the last couple of weeks, I really appreciate the time from Beth and her joining us. Want to thank Craig Manka for joining us as well, Wisconsin Rapid School Board candidate. As we will have other candidates joining us and have had some already join us. Greatly appreciate that. And just as much as we appreciate these candidates and appreciate the hard work that Pam Hilke did to schedule them and get them on the air with us, appreciate our listeners. You guys have been great about these. The feedback we have gotten about these candidate interviews have been very positive and very fun for us. So thank you so much to everybody out there. As we wrap up, just a couple of good stories of the day. One of them wanted to mention our friends over at the Nacoosa Public Schools have going on today at Alexander Middle School and Nacoosa High School. Bands going on. They're performing today at 6. Be sure to check that out at the Nacoosa High School Auditorium. Go ahead and support local and support those kids. It's going to be a lot of fun. And a guy in Colorado tried to run from the cops last week and was headed over a snowy mountain pass in his Jeep, but the chase ended with no one hurt after a snowplow driver intentionally crashed into him. The Colorado Department of Transportation thanked him for his quick thinking. It's an interesting story. Yeah. Have a great day, everybody. We'll be back at this tomorrow. More Morning Show, WFHR.
WFHR 3.